As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
Now listen, Gravehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time in Idiocracy, and we're experiencing that right now. This is the John and Gordy in the morning show in the afternoon, filling in for Maggie Dawn, and it's a very good afternoon. Mm-hmm. I hope in your area as well. You know, I still live along the lakefront in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And we had different weather.
Well, sure, you're close to the lake there.
So well, it's yeah, a we had a lake different. Effect something.
Yeah. You know,
it's always either fog or lots of snow or no snow at all.
Lots of clouds, yeah, a little bit of breeze once in a while.
It's crazy down there in Bayview.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, here in Madison, where we're located at the Civic Media headquarters, it's beautiful sunshine this afternoon.
Right on State Street.
Yeah, it's great. Looking good out there. Phone lines are back open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Want to mention, after this show, Dom Salvia will be in, and it'll be a contest hour for the text to win, break into spring statewide contest, and you have chances four times a day, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., the contest hours where we reveal keywords. And daily prizes include a fantastic Chula Vista getaway. Also, we've got Milwaukee Brewer club-level tickets or $100 cash. So listen to Dom in our next hour, the 4 o'clock hour, and he'll give you another chance to win. Of course, any entry goes toward your entries go into the grand prize drawing, a brand-new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So enter as many times as you like. And again, it's the statewide break in the spring text to win contest here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, your next chance to win during the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia.
All right.
And coming up in about a half hour, Mike McCabe will join us, a great author and Substack blogger. He'll be in a little bit after, 3:35.
Yep. And we'll be talking about the state of the economy.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
really
great stuff. You know, I'm watching the Stubbe guy from Florida, Senator Stubbe.
CNN, yeah.
Yeah, and look at his hair. It's all greasy.
Are
the Republicans going with the greasy kid stuff?
Well, they like the product, I guess. You know, that's up to them. I mean, you know.
All right.
You know, to each their own.
Back to the 50s, I guess. All right.
Since this is
Idiocracy, let's get to one of the weirdest stories. Republican lawmakers in Michigan are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hear their case to deem voter-approved election law changes as unconstitutional.
What?
Including the creation of an independent citizen-led redistricting commission, not a bad idea. Or how about as well as same-day voter registration in Michigan? Or no reason absentee voting and 9 days of early voting.
Wow.
The voters in Michigan voted all that stuff into their state constitution, and the Republican lawmakers are angry. They want them all repealed and changed. They said it was wrong. It's incorrect. They can't do it. Mm. Let's listen to the audio on this. All right. This is from a local TV station. 236.
Republican lawmakers in Michigan are asking the Supreme Court to declare several voter-approved election laws in our state unconstitutional. We have David Horak here with which reforms this lawsuit covers. Good morning.
Good morning, Teresa. The 11 Republicans, in which six of them are from our side of the state, argue that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson violated their constitutional rights by enforcing voter-approved laws from both 2018 and 2022. The laws in question include automatic voter registration, no reason absentee voting, and a commission that redraws district boundaries. The Republicans argue that these citizen-passed measures violate the election section of the U.S. Constitution, which does state the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. William Wagner, a co-counsel on the petition, argues, quote, this case is about whether the people's representatives can speak on their behalf in response to blatant violations of the U.S. Constitution by state officials, close quote. Now, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson condemned the lawsuit, saying, quote, Michigan voters have a right to enact laws that reflect their values, and politicians have a duty to stand by the will of the voters. The idea that the time, place, and manner of federal elections lawmaking is beyond the right of voters to self-determine is anti-democratic. And already multiple courts have reaffirmed this under law, close quote. Matter of fact, a lower court dismissed their case against those petitions last year for lack of standing, but now they appear to be appealing to the nation's highest court.
Of course they are. You know, what else would they do, right?
Yeah.
Go to the sure thing.
the
six
the
activist
court.
Justices, yes.
Mm.
Now, here's the thing. The odd part of this is that the people's representatives don't want to represent the people.
They don't.
What's the matter? Right?
What?
Right? These are the people's representatives.
Right?
They don't want to represent the people.
Apparently not.
Again, these were overwhelmingly put into place on the state constitution by the voters. These are amendments to the constitution they approve by wide margins. And they want to take all of this stuff away. And I know that in one court case in this, the judge basically said, well, do you have an alternative? Are you looking at alternatives for these passed amendments to the constitution? And they don't have a choice. They don't know what they want to do. They're just opposing this, and they want them off the state constitution. Now, that's kind of interesting, because we always think that if you put something on the state constitution, it's going to be there for a long, long time.
Yes.
These guys going to the Supreme Court of our land. Good
okay.
luck with that, folks.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see where that goes. Okay.
All right. Now, this is kind of a weird one here. This is Alex Witt, anchor, and she was looking at the latest outbreak of bird flu, you know, and what's happening out there. But RFK Jr. happened to have an interesting comment on this. So let's play cut 242 and check out what's happening with the bird flu and the price of eggs and everything else that's related to it.
All right, here we go.
So right now, the biggest outbreak of bird flu in U.S. history is sweeping across this country, leaving millions of hens dead. And consumers are starting to feel it, too, as egg prices skyrocket to unbelievable highs. Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. had this to say about the ongoing outbreak.
It's dangerous for human beings to vaccinate the birds. You should let the disease go through them and identify the birds that survive, which are the birds that probably have a genetic inclination for immunity.
Joining me now is NBC National reporter Kim. So,
please.
Susie, what has been the reaction to Secretary RFK Jr.'s comments?
Yeah, what is
so,
what is?
His comments have really produced a strong reaction from the folks who are working in public health and who are working to protect animal health. We're trying to stop this disease from devastating poultry farms and farmers' livelihoods across
That's
the
great.
Country. This has proved to be an extremely financially and psychologically devastating virus for folks who are working in the poultry industry, obviously with impacts for consumers, but it's also a serious concern for public health experts who don't want to see this virus continue to spread and continue to mutate potentially into a strain that could prove far more dangerous to humans than we're seeing right now. About 167 million birds have been affected since 2022. That has been a huge financial blow to poultry farmers. The federal government does not compensate farmers for birds who already died before federal officials arrive. They don't compensate for lost revenue. For Cockadoodle Farm, this Illinois farm that I visited the other week, that meant $100,000 in lost revenue that they are not getting back.
Are health officials concerned this could turn into another pandemic?
Public health experts, including the CDC, agree that the risk to humans is low. But yes, the concern is that as this virus continues to spread and continues to jump, not just, it's moved from poultry and now to cattle, to cats, to rats, to zoo animals, every time it kind of moves to a new kind of species, it's another opportunity for the virus to mutate and potentially, end up in a strain that could be more easily transmissible between humans and more deadly. And that would set the stage for a pandemic. That's a situation that everyone would want to avoid.
Yeah. You think?
Didn't we learn anything from the pandemic a few years
from
ago?
From COVID.
Good Lord. You know,
they wanted herd immunity at that time.
Right? Yeah, right.
Now they want herd immunity with the chickens.
Yeah.
Right. Let all the chickens die, and the ones that survive, well, they're genetically predisposed to not get this disease. How wonderful. Well, what do we do about that?
Boy.
Wow. Mm. Come on, man. I mean, you know, it'll only take a century to, you know, breed enough chickens to, to produce the kind of eggs that we expect to get.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway.
That's RFK Jr.
It's crazy stuff, and this is Idiocracy. That's what we're doing here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let's talk about Derek Van Orden just for a few moments here. The headline that I saw was in the New Republican. I love this. Republican congressman compares town hall protests to Nazis. Now, he's not afraid to say these things, right? He doesn't have a lot to lose, and his voters apparently love him for just being this rude and this this crazy. So why don't we pay, this is cut 203, Cal, if you could just cue that one up. This is just, you know, this is Derek Van Orden, the real Derek Van Orden.
Oh, good.
So do you have it there?
Yeah, so Derek Van Orden, he's been doing some virtual town hall meetings.
Here's this macho guy, he's afraid of people.
Apparently, well, he's afraid of who's going to show up at his town meetings.
No, he's afraid. He's afraid to confront people.
Of course.
He's afraid of the blowback from his policies, the ones he endorses.
Him. Yeah. That's it.
And they're really afraid. This guy is the guy who taught other representatives how to change a tire.
Yes,
in Washington, remember? That,
it didn't go so well,
no,
did
it? Didn't. No, the car started tipping.
Okay.
It was so high on the jack that the car started moving.
Yeah, that didn't work out well.
Duh.
Yeah.
God.
All right.
All right, well, we'll take a break, and then we'll get the quote from Derek Van Orden.
In the meantime, we've got open phone lines, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And it's John Peterson, Gordy Young, filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn program. She'll be back on Monday. And coming up in just a little while here, we'll get Mike McCabe in the studio. He's a blogger on Substack and also an author of Miracles Along County Q. It's all coming up on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.